broadcasting worldwide online 24/7.
She's smart, sassy, and a little badassy. Straight from the hip with Courtney Jones. Tune in.
You're listening to Straight from the Hip with Courtney Jones, a lifestyle podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and titans of the gig economy, helping you deal with the ups, downs, and in-betweens of living life and building a business in the digital space. I'm Courtney, and welcome to the show. Monday, it's the first day of fall. It's all about new beginnings. Are you excited or are you feeling a little overwhelmed about everything you want to get done before the end of the year? I get it. Between coordinating schedules and having meetings, getting the kids back and forth, balancing your home and career can be a challenge for any employee. But what happens when you're a remote worker, you're in the gig economy, you're part of the entrepreneur life? What happens when you live and work in the same space? How do you allocate your time between personal and professional responsibilities? That's what we'll be talking about on today's episode. We'll talk all about how to set priorities and reduce distractions, whether you're new to remote working or you moved out of your cubicle years ago. I've got some great tips for staying aligned and productive when you work from home. Tune in. There's definitely perks, but as anyone who has ever worked from home knows, there can be some challenges that come along with working from home, whether that's a remote worker, whether you're an employee that's working with a company and you're a remote worker, whether it's your online or kind of based business, or whether it's something that's required where you're not necessarily at home all the time, but you don't have a solid base for your business. It's like, if anyone who knows that, it can be challenging. Like, how can you focus on conference calls when you're surrounded by dirty laundry? Like, one of the, travails of working from home. So there are ways that you can learn how to set priorities, reduce distractions, and just some simple tips, just one for staying aligned with what your overall objective or goal is, which is to create your business or have a successful practice. And then you want to be productive when you're working from home, so you don't want all that. Like, yeah, there's definitely the perks, but the whole point is actually to get things done. So there's just a few steps where I talk first, just a few steps to start off with, just about getting in the right mindset when you're working at home. So those are just a few. So for me, one of the things I think is really important is just getting mentally into the mindset of that you are going to work, even though you might be working at home, or you might, like I said, I love the perks. Like, I get up, I have my coffee, I have my meditation morning. Like, I have a whole flow in the morning way before I start working. And it's like, but it's just really in the balancing of that, it's really important, I think, like I said, setting priorities, reducing the distractions that you have, and mentally having a mindset of, like I said, going to work. So one of the most important tips for me is, like, make sure that you have an office somewhere. Like, actually create like a space, like design, like designate like a separate space where you that's for your business or you're creating or whatever it is that you're doing. Something to keep in mind as I'm going through this list and as I'm giving you these tips, these are tried and true techniques, simple strategies to just stay on point and maximize productivity outside of the cubicle, and each builds upon the other. And that's to give you a solid foundation to create on. So that brings me to number two and why it's so important. It's like number two is remember to punch in. Yes, because you're at work. It's that mindset that I was talking about, your time is money. So that's the thing. So you want to set a start and an end time for your day. You want to tackle your most challenging tasks during the hours when you're at your peak performance, when you're the most energetic, do the hard stuff. Then when it's time to quit for the day, you can close your computer, step out of the room, close the door, leave your job behind. Absolutely. Now, I might have mentioned once or twice my love of the perks of working from home, but here's one thing that you might not have realized, and it's something that's so important to the mindset of not just your productivity, but your professionalism as well, and your inner motivation to really get out and make things happen, and that is number three, and it's simple, but it's literally check your gear, change your clothes. Now, I'm not saying that you have to get up every day and put on a suit and tie, unless you're doing a video conference, and then it's probably a good idea to look pretty professional, even if it's just from the waist up. But I'm talking about literally changing out of your pajamas will help you to feel more professional. So hang up your bathrobe and get dressed each morning. Trust me, it'll really make a difference in your mindset and your productivity. Yes, I'm mentioning perks again, but ideally, one of the reasons that we are working remotely or working from home base or building something online is that because we all do have the freedom and flexibility to kind of be and create in a leisure environment. So that can be a perk, but also at the same time, and come on, you can be honest, it's just you and I, but do you waste time sometimes watching TV or checking social media or rummaging in the munchie drawer? It's like that can be one of the challenges of remote work. And so that's why number four is so important. Number four is keep your eyes on the prize and limit your distractions. That's it. It's like it's really you want to ban leisure and you want to get into the habit of it, but do it in a way that doesn't feel like you're punishing. But ban leisure activities during business hours except during break times. Speaking of breaks, take them. Which brings us to tip number five, which is just chill. Remember, part of those perks that I was talking about is setting your own schedule. So get up from the computer and go make an energizing smoothie or order a pizza. But either way, it's like you'll be more productive if you refresh your mind and body periodically. There's even apps that you can use that you can do on your browser or on your operating system that will allow you to block out the time that you can actually step away from your computer. There's a reason for those 15-minute and 30-minute hour lunches when you're at work. And it's literally so that you can refresh. So take a minute to see how it works and let me know. Speaking of breaks, I'm about to go take a break, and I'm going to let this ad here pay some bills. So I'll be right back with some more simple strategies to stay on point and maximize productivity outside the cubicle. Are you refreshed yet? So I hope you took advantage of that little break. Woo, I did, and I am back. And so that's one of the things that we were talking about before we went to the break. And what we've been talking about is just some tried and true, time-tested techniques and simple strategies to just stay on point and maximize productivity outside of the cubicle. It's like, yeah, like that's some of the freedom inherent in this online lifestyle. So we're going to get back into it. And we're on tip number 7. And that's one of the things. So hopefully you did take a break and take advantage. Get up and walk around a little bit. Grab some libations. I've got the El Cafe. My coffee all ready to go. Nice and popping hot, piping hot. And so that gets us to number 7. Tip number 7, which is... it's like embrace the process. And so that's one of the things. The even to be able to get up and take the break and to walk around, to get a little creative, that comes literally from having that kind of structure in there, is where you work for, two and a half hours, then you stop and take a break, give your brain a chance to unfog, and then go back to working again. And it keeps you productive. It keeps you creative. And so when you, and it's just simple systems like that, simple processes like that that can change everything. So it makes it easier to take a break, to step away, to live some of that lifestyle, that freedom that comes with the lifestyle when you have number 7, which is embrace the process. So that is creating routines and systems that encourage efficiency, that keep you on point, that really like stress your boundaries, especially when it comes to your time, because like we said, time is money. So there are tons of apps out there. I do have like the resource guide, but apps that are perfect for really allowing you to schedule and block out time. Apps like Calendly, where people can, you give them the link, you can put in all your social media, and people, if they want to talk to you, they want to hang out, schedule a coffee, they want to have a consultation with you, then they can definitely literally click the link and they can schedule a time for you, and it eliminates all that back and forth, and well, what about you, and how about Wednesday? It literally lets them see your calendar at a glance, see where you're open, and you can customize that as well, so there's no excuse to get organized, create routines and systems. If you have to, use an online calendar, buy a cabinet for your office supplies. There's a tons of ways that you can get organized, but it really helps you stay in the flow. And it seems like a lot of work at the front end of it, but it really allows you to stay in that flow of creating. So can you begin to see how just even taking some of these tips and implementing them, just adding them just a little bit at a time, what is the thing, one small piece. In order to eat an elephant, you got to do it one bite at a time. So you can see how even implementing just one or two of these tips into your daily routine, you see how it can kind of structure it in a way, and not in a stressful and hardcore way, but it really can structure things where you can be efficient, you can be effective, you can maximize your productivity, you can get the important things done so, like quickly, and then it really does free you up and give you the time to actually live that lifestyle that comes along with running your own thing or being part of the gig economy. So if you can see that, like you see that it really does, like I said, but I hope you're taking notes. What? You're not taking notes? So that must be that's because you're going to apply these steps immediately, right? Absolutely. So we're going to jump right back into it. And I will say that I did misspeak a little bit earlier on that last tip. So that last tip was actually tip number 6. See, so excited about going on break there. I had to unfog the head. So actually, the last tip was number 6, and that was to get organized or to embrace the process. So number 7, because I think I called it number 7. So number 7, to keep you on track here, I don't want to throw you off. So number 7 is actually something that isn't always intuitive at first. It's, in fact, it can sometimes be counterintuitive. But I have found, and as someone who's just been a natural or lifelong learner, it has come a little more naturally to me than to others. But it is something, once I bring it to people's awareness, they're like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So one of the things that isn't always talked about, and you sometimes when you're nose to the grindstone, you don't always think about it. And that's one of the reasons why these tips are so important, so you can kind of pull back enough so you're not working on your business, but you can work in your business. So number 8 is really important, and that really is keep in taking in knowledge. So that's the thing, is like you want to continue learning. So your career development matters, whether you work at your dining room table or in a corner office. Like, it doesn't matter. So if you want to take a course online, order a catalog online. We actually have here in Denver, we have the Colorado Free University. So it's been around like literally since the 80s, since I was in high school. And it's, I'm not even sure if it's a nonprofit or if it's a private organization, but they actually do really like cheap, no, low-cost classes, 15, 20 bucks, but you know, for a couple of weeks, and you meet up with other people, so you get a little support there as well. But you can take these really fun classes, and like not just your career development, but also your personal development too. I know at Colorado Free University, they have like cooking classes, you can brush up on your computer skills. So there's so many exciting ways. Like, you have the internet, you have Alexa and Google at your fingertips. So there's so many exciting ways that you can continue your learning journey. And then it's like, you kind of immerse, especially if you're reading like industry publications, you're reading general business news, you'll get into the habit of, as you take things in like that, you'll find that you're constantly thinking, oh, how can I apply this to what I'm teaching? How can I share this with my audience? How is this something that can benefit my audience or enhance their lives? So you're constantly, you'll get in the habit of doing that. It's a great habit to get into, and it really does help. So that's a tip number 8, and that is keep taking in the knowledge. Continue learning. And as you are continuing your education, as you're continuing to learn, you're just being a little sponge, that leads into the next tip, which is number 8, and which is really, really valuable. And I will admit that it stems from that corporate environment and coming from that as a background, but it's really important to kind of conduct your own Bob evaluations. So number 9 is, like I said, a powerful tip and a powerful strategy to use just in your own day-to-day to make sure that you're staying on point. Number 9 is beat your own high score. Evaluate your performance. Conduct your own job evaluations. Update your strategies as your goals evolve. Like, we might start off with one goal at the beginning of the quarter, and whether we meet that goal or see that in some way that we can maybe take a different path or meet a different objective in a quicker or better way. And it's like, so as you're doing that, it's like then you want to continue to update. You want to continue to evaluate and check yourself, if you will, as to how you're doing, and look for ways that you can increase the quality. Look for ways that you can save time in the way that you're doing things. You know, I'm a huge fan of templates, so for ways that I can increase the quality of what I'm doing, and also, and make sure that it's very uniform, and also so I can save time in the tasks that I'm doing every day, and it cuts down on a lot of stress. So number 9, it's a lifesaver. Beat your own high score. Hopefully these strategies are, you know, doing their part to make you feel like you're on point, like that maybe you can be productive, that you got this, that you're not only confident in your skill set, but you're also confident that you have equipped yourself with the environment, the conditions to really be successful in this. You got this. So like I said, it doesn't matter if you just left the cubicle and you branched out on your own and you're doing this online thing, whether you're working remotely for your company, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's these are tried and true time-tested techniques, simple strategies to just really keep yourself on track. And so, like I said, it just brings it full circle. Like if you're evaluating yourself, you're keeping yourself on point, you're really keeping yourself structured with systems and processes, then it's very difficult to not to be unsuccessful. I mean, it's very difficult to not be successful if you're doing everything and really putting things into practice. And then maximizing your productivity like that, it's a really great way to create work-life integration. Even if it's not always balanced, you can definitely integrate your work and your life in a way that is really life-enhancing. So hopefully you feel like you've learned a lot. You're like chock full of knowledge here. So are you excited? Like, are you ready to go out and put some of these strategies and some of these techniques into action right now? Like, the best way to do that absolutely is to apply the knowledge that you're learning. But just not quite yet. Hold your horses, because we got one more tip. And this is the one that brings it full circle. It literally ties in so nicely with tip number one. And as you remember, we were talking about a tip number one where you want to really put that structure in place. It's like, and so in order to do that and remembering to punch in, you have to also remember, if you're setting a start and an end time for your day, you have to remember to punch out too. So it's kind of a way, as that lead into number nine. It's actually called, this technique number nine is actually called prepping for transition. And so it really is, it's kind of that end of the day kind of a task that you do, whether it's straightening up your desk, whether it's returning the last emails of the day, you know, whatever it is. But get yourself into a routine that really helps your mindset shift in a way that you are literally seeing you're in the routine and the habit and pattern of getting ready to shut down, because it's the end of the day. You're going to transition into your personal life now. So it's a really great way to get yourself mentally in that habit. And like I said, it ties in so nicely with tip number one, starting, creating a start and an end time for your business. Well, there you have it, my friends, and it looks like we've come to the end of another episode. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode on creating work-life integration for remote workers and adventurers in the gig economy. So I hope that you're excited. I hope you got a lot of information out of today's episode. Hopefully you took some notes. If you didn't, then never fear, because that's the whole point of podcasting. You can always go back. You can listen to some of the points that you want to list, kind of get, make sure that they stick. You can take any notes that you need to, and you can always go back to it as a resource for reference. So never fear, you're still in good heat. And hopefully you're excited about applying some of these techniques, taking some of these strategies and really putting them to work in your day-to-day schedule and routine. So hopefully you got something good out of it. And I hope that you'll tune in for a next episode, which is also part two of creating work-life balance as a remote worker or a adventurer in the gig economy. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about two challenges that are often faced by those who are online entrepreneurs who are working in the gig economy. And we're going to address some of those and give you some of those strategies, for just simple strategies for ways that you can handle that. And one of those is getting the emotional support and the practical assistance that you want from your family and friends, and knowing how to do that in a way that's really life enhancing, and also how to remain visible in your work network when you're not in the office. So it's going to be great information. Hopefully you're going to tune in, and I hope you're looking forward to it. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Straight from the Hip with Courtney. I'm your host, Courtney Jones, and I just want to remind you, you are awesome. So until next time, go be it. Peace.
If you've enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends.